6:41 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local. I can't read the clock. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining me by phone, we have a special guest today. We have Dan Burden. He is speaking tonight at the Brownsville Community Center from 6 to 7:30. He is one of the top pioneers on urban design, according to Time Magazine. He is also the guy who has been really advocating for walkability. So if you hear people talk about, you know, walkable downtowns and walkable areas and living spaces, he's that guy. He actually invented the term road diet. He was the FDOT bicycle coordinator for a long time. And he's basically here to help us figure out how we can make our area a little bit more friendly to pedestrians and bicycles. Dan, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's great to be back in Pensacola. I was here in my Navy years ago.
Oh, yeah, right, at Ellison Field back when that was operational in that regard. So, yeah, great to have you back. So when you go, you're doing a thing where you're going to be walking around downtown today, actually, at 8:30 this morning. If anybody wants to join you, that starts at 8:30 at the Wahoo Stadium. When you're doing these walking audits, which you've done loads of them, like thousands of them around the world, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for, first of all, how people are using the streets or the environment, and are the motorists behaving? Are the pedestrians there in abundance? Are there diverse people like there was yesterday in downtown? I was totally amazed. But we're also looking for what design mistakes were made at certain locations, the streets, the intersections, and what can we do to bring back the life and the vitality to whichever street we're on.
If I can say it this way, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you're the expert, the thrust in urban design for decades was how do we accommodate the cars? Because that's going to bring the people, and that's what we want to take care of. Pedestrians and bicyclists are the problem. And if I understand it properly, the goal of modern urban design is, how can we accommodate the bicyclists and the pedestrians? The cars are the problem. Do I have that about right?
You nailed it. And I think the thing I like to say is, for the last 60, even 70 years, we focused on the speed and the efficiency of moving cars, and we killed downtowns. We killed almost any area we built because we were plowing right through a neighborhood as opposed to trying to build a neighborhood and reduce the number of trips people need to make in a car. Now we've figured it out. Not everyone has yet, but we're starting to realize that downtown, especially, it's not about speed. In fact, the lower the speed, the more a downtown will thrive. And the same is true when you go through anyone's neighborhood. It should not be about speed. It should be about how you're supporting the local retail life and social life of the streets.
So when you get a place, like, you know, obviously we've done this pretty heftily with Palafox, for example, but, you know, we're trying to do it in other places. When you get a place converted sort of back to the walkable, bikeable, as opposed to the car and speed facilitation model, what happens in those areas? What is the end result of doing it the way you want to see it done?
You see economic vitality take off. A street that I helped inspire, Lancaster, California, it used to be a five lane behemoth monster, and people just sped right to the downtown. We converted it, believe it or not, from five lanes down to just two. We added parking, and we slowed the traffic from what had been nearly 40 miles an hour through a downtown down to about 15. And over $750 million in new investments came to that downtown. It's now one of the hot spots in all of the greater Los Angeles County. And it's just an example. Yep.
So you see that, you see growth, you see spending, you see people want to live in a place, you see property values go up because it's a more valuable place to live. We use the word, you know, live, work, and play, and I'm sure that's a phrase that you guys use quite a bit. We're talking to Dan Burden. Again, he is going to be here in town at the Brownsville Community Center tonight from 6 to 7:30 talking about these issues. It's the next installment of Civicon in partnership with the Pensacola News Journal, and we're talking with him right now. Dan, hang on for just a quick second. Let me get a quick traffic on the fives from Candy.
And not showing any slowdowns yet. South Navy Boulevard, the resurfacing project continuing with utility for sidewalk and curb repair. Speaking of which, the outer northbound side of NAS Pensacola. Daytime lane closures, not just today, but all the way through Friday. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Dan Burden. Dan, okay, so I would describe myself as a suburban dweller, okay? I live in not downtown Pensacola. I live in a place where it's mostly houses with a school, and, you know, you kind of drive to everything, all right? So when I go downtown, the car is pretty important to me. I'm not biking downtown. It's too far. And I go downtown, and as a driver, I find that my downtown is becoming more and more frustrating to me because of parking, because of growth, because of various things. And it feels like walkability is great for the people who live there, but what about for the people who are visiting?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the more a downtown thrives, the better the entire community, in fact, the entire region. So if you want an area, a town, to recover from the over-influence of the car, then you've really got to tame the car, and you've got to make it to where it's desirable to come downtown and visit. In fact, the important thing is, are you attracting jobs? Are you retaining the successful businesses or helping build the businesses? Those are the indicators we look for. Is there a greater social life to the street? Do people aggregate on a corner, congregate, and do you see people lingering in a place? All these are the signs I look for. But the cool thing is the more successful a downtown and other areas of a community come alive, then there's less traffic. It's amazing. Cambridge, Massachusetts is a great example. They have quadrupled the density of folks living in Cambridge. At the same time, they reduced their traffic because they made it walkable, they made it bikeable, they made it transit friendly, and now people not only love their town, but when they graduate from whatever university they're attending, they want to stay there and live there. And I know that's a big issue in Pensacola. People want to see their grandchildren, their children come back to the city. So all these steps help.
I suppose that when I'm thinking about the picture of a downtown that's very, you know, bike and walker friendly and very, you know, lingering, as you say, kind of that mindset and that behavior, the exact opposite of that would be a street like, you went to University of West, or you know, did some stuff at University of West Florida, and of course you know Ellison Field, but 9 Mile. Mm-hmm. Okay, 9 Mile these days here in Pensacola is, you know, it's 45 miles an hour, and everybody's going to somewhere else. And all along 9 Mile, you have places where people go, they stop their car, they get out, they buy their whatever it is, and they get back in their car and they go. It's sort of the exact opposite, where it's all built around the car and quick and get your thing done, as opposed to go and hang out at a place and meet people and linger and do all of that. Am I kind of thinking of these things in the right contrast?
You really are. And I think the important thing is you start where you're going to have the greatest impact, and downtown is now approaching where it's thriving. But you have to rescue the other areas of the community as well. And 9 Mile, which I used to bike when I was in the Navy, which is just grown like it was on steroids, it still needs some love, and it needs to be rescued as well. But it may not be the first next or the next big project, but it needs it's time to be remade into a better place for people to come to. Yeah.
Hey, last thing, and I know you're going to talk about all this stuff tonight, and that's why I wanted to give people a little taste of what they're likely to hear from you tonight at the Brownsville Community Center, but just kind of the last quick thing is, because you were the pioneer of the concept of a road diet and the term for a road diet, maybe just take a moment, because we've talked about this quite a bit, but I think it's important for people to understand what that term means and what the goal is. It's not just safety and creating safety for pedestrians. It's about transforming areas through which cars travel, right?
That's correct. And essentially, a road diet is anytime you take a lane away. And, for example, right in front of where I'm staying, there's a left turn lane that's got to be 200, 300 feet long. And as I studied it, I said, why do we even need a right turn lane? I meant the right turn lane. And so it could be as simple as that, or it could be a five-lane road going to a four-lane road with a nice median, or it could be a three-lane road, a five-lane to a three-lane road. And the cool thing is the traffic works better. If the numbers are crunch, a road diet is one of the most safe things we can do with a road and the most civilizing things we can do. And we'll talk about all these things tonight, so we hope people will turn out.
Outstanding. Yeah, it's funny because as a driver, I find the things that slow me down irritating, but if I were to really think about it, it winds up getting me there in a more efficient and safer way. So it's funny that you get irritated into a better life, so to speak, a little bit. Dan Burden, he is one of the foremost pioneers on the concept of walkability. Again, he was a bicycle coordinator for FDOT. He's done this all over the world, and he will be here tonight as part of the Civicon series, speaking at the Brownsville Community Center at 6 to 7:30. You can hear that. Or if you want to join him and see firsthand the walking audit of downtown Pensacola, that starts at 8:30 a.m. this morning at Wahoo Stadium. Dan, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you're doing trying to make our societies a little bit better and more enjoyable. I appreciate it. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, we really want to encourage people to come tonight.